What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The way we've been able to step up in different areas, whether it's been Hodge, and go out there and be able to make plays. Our O-line up front, with everybody having a significant amount of playing experience, whether it's here or somewhere else, having a real bind together, going into the second year of an offense, building on the success that they had last year, although that doesn't matter because you got to go out there and repeat those things. But I feel really good and confident. These guys didn't hear things for the first time this year, and they'll get a chance to go out there and execute those things at a very high level. And they were close last year to being great. And we got a chance to go out there and prove some things this year, and I look forward to doing it.
The highest of levels, game one, Sunday afternoon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about the offense and what he expects from that side of the ball. And I think at times the offense may be elite. I don't know. There was a couple of really good games last year. The totality of the season, obviously not what you were looking for. And for me, and I know we'll do more keys and stuff in the 1 o'clock hour, but if you're going to win on Sunday, you're going to score points. I mean, you're going to have to score, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to score 40 points, but you're going to have to score a lot of points on Sunday to win this football game, just kind of based on where I expect the young defense to be, what Tampa's bringing to town, what last year looked like, all that kind of stuff. So hit the ground running on offense.
And it's going to have to look a lot like last night's game. When you're talking about Dallas, their offense, the Falcons' offense is going to have to score points. They're going to have to biggest thing is they got to possess the ball.
I mean,
that's the big thing. You got to possess the ball. And that's always the key for most NFL offenses. You want to score points, obviously, but you want to be able to contain the ball. You want to put them in a situation where they have to be one-dimensional, meaning most of the time throw the ball because they got to play from behind. We knew the last time they had an offense here like that, it was a damn Super Bowl. And so you want to get to a point where you're putting up points and putting the more pressure on this team or the opponent. This opponent is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to have to score points with you. And so it starts on Sunday. I think they're more than capable of doing it. They're more than capable of a 24-point-a-game, in my opinion, a 24-point-a-game offense when you look at what you have as far as Michael Penix to work with. Now, is it going to be some growing pains? We talked about it all offseason. Yeah, because he's still a young quarterback. You know, I know he's not 21 or 22, but he's still, like experience-wise, it's a different game. And he knows that he's got an experience, and we saw some great things from him last year, and then we saw some not-so-great things from him. I think this is one of the things where you got to put it on Zach Robinson to be able to find some completions, find those layups, as Rod told us that time, and be able to get him in a rhythm. That's the thing. That's one of the biggest things for young quarterbacks early on in games, early on in their career, is to get him in a good rhythm to start the game. You know, it don't have to be. Remember, on any given Sunday when Willie Beeman went in after halftime, let's go take it out. Go 9-9-9. You don't got to come out like that. You know what I mean? 9-9-9. You know, you don't got to do all that. But you got to give him some things, because it's one thing because he has a damn howitzer?
Howitzer.
Howitzer. He got a howitzer. You want to take advantage of it.
As you should.
But give him some. Doop, 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 doop. Doop, 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 doop.
Yeah. Rhythm's a really good word for it, because if you do get in rhythm, that can be short passes.
Yeah.
That can be 5-6 yard gains on the ground. Right. That can be matriculating the ball down the field.
And ain't not wrong with matriculating.
No. Matriculating would be fantastic.
Yes.
Sign me up for some matriculation on Sunday afternoon, because you know, one of the things that's sort of a hallmark of week ones, and honestly even September football in the NFL the last handful of years, we've been talking about this, is just how clunky these offenses look, man. How bad the offensive line looks, how disjointed the operation looks on offense. Last year was an unmitigated disaster for the Falcons in week one for a variety of different reasons.
Right.
But one of them was that the quarterback was uncomfortable with the offense. You heard him say as much on the quarterback show. So one thing I really, really don't want to do on Monday is come in here and talk about how the offense looked like they hadn't played together.
Yep.
They haven't.
They haven't.
They haven't.
Well, for the most part, a lot of these guys have.
Yeah, right.
When you look at the totality of the offense, I'm not talking about the offense.
Right.
All these guys, I mean, obviously, right tackle.
Year, for sure.
But they were all together.
For sure. So hopefully, but you know what I mean? Like, because I'm so done with the preseason conversation and all that kind of stuff. Like, I just, you know, if you're going to handle it the way you're going to handle it, and you're going to handle it the way you're going to handle it, clearly, it's got to look better from the beginning.
Yes. Then.
Like, you got to, especially given how young this defense is, and specifically in the context of this game and this matchup on Sunday against Tampa, where I think we all feel pretty sure that offense is going to be good. They were a top five offense in the NFL last year. They brought everybody back.
Right.
Now I know that they're without a couple of their big guys. Their left tackle is not going to play on Sunday. One of their best wide receivers not going to play on Sunday. So they're not at full strength.
Yep.
Nonetheless, people expect Tampa's offense to be a good one.
They just can't give – you can't give Baker too many bites at it.
That's right.
Because Baker's a good quarterback. And, you know, if you – keep putting him out there and giving him opportunities, he's going to get you.
Yeah.
He's going to get you.
The other thing you just really, you know, again, this is true every week, but especially this week where you're trying to figure out exactly how you're going to handle the right tackle situation, don't get behind in this game.
Yeah, man.
Don't go out there clunky offensively and let them look clean and get out to a 14-3 lead or something like that, and then you have to pass.
And they're bringing it.
And they're just bringing pressure off the edges.
They bring pressure anyway.
They're going to, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they bring pressure anyway. That's just always been a staple of what Todd Bowles' defenses are. But you get behind, and the thing about it is, if you get behind, and say, for instance, Todd Bowles isn't blitzing, but he's getting all the pressure he wants with those front four.
Oh, I know. They're getting pressure with four, and then you get behind.
And then you get behind.
And then he can just start bringing heat.
They can just sit back in that zone, don't give up no big plays, and then make you matriculate because you're using up clock then. Because the thing about it is, in those situations, you don't want to be in hurry-up mode with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're down two scores.
Right.
You know, you want to be able – you know, and I know we had Arch on Wednesday, and I know Arch is one of his favorite things, he's absolutely correct, is the tempo type thing. Like, sometimes, especially as a young quarterback, sometimes when you just, like, get him up there quick, fast, and everything, don't give the defense a lot of time to set, you just get the ball, go. What else? Screen game. Get Bijan some screens.
Yeah.
I've always, you know, when I'm trying to think, was it Norv used to do it all the time? It might have been Norv. Norv was always like, we're going to get at least two screens a half, you know, whether it's to the back, whether it's to a receiver or something like that. Just get a quick, nice dump to him and see if he can break a big play.
Tight end.
Yep, or tight end screen
to
Kyle
Pitts
or something like that.
Let him run with the ball
and
in
just,
his hands.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Just get the completion for the quarterback, the layup.
If I'm not mistaken, that two-touchdown game he had last year was against Tampa.
Yeah.
Right?
He caught a screen.
I mean, some of the best probably two of the best games he had last season,
yep,
which would be two of the best games of his career,
were
against his Tampa Bay Bucks team last year. So hopefully we can see some more of that.
He's
as
gotta
well.
Play big. He's got to have at least six tomorrow.
Yeah.
At least six targets. At least six catches.
Yeah, catches.
Six catches.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Just looking forward to seeing Bijan out there with the ball in his hands. It's always a possibility something great could happen. Really excited
especially
to
see. Especially if Moody don't play.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe
that's
more.
Right.
Maybe more.
Yeah, maybe more.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. Obviously, Penix's first start as the opening game starter, and hopefully that goes well also. But we got plenty of time to talk about that game throughout the show. We'll do our keys to the game at 1:20 as we always do on Falcons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fridays.
That place will be rocking.
Yeah, man. Sunday, man. It should be really fun. It should be really, really fun on Sunday.
Yeah.
Me and Smoke and Joe Patrick will be doing the Wade Ford tailgate show starting at 9 o'clock from the bridge at Centennial Yards. So we'll be looking out over the kingdom, talking Falcons from 9 to 11. Come by and say what's up. We'd love to see you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.